Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Hawaiian-based jazz saxophonist and pianist Aaron Araneta. We caught up with him in his Hawaiian paradise to talk about his 30-year career in music, COVID life, and the new 2022 CD with the Eastbound Connection, and so much more. This album features musicians from Japan, Hawaii, California, Brazil, with an eclectic mix of styles from the Afro-Cuban mambos, cha-cha-cha, bossa nova, and more. He has written more than 100 jazz compositions and is currently writing and arranging for an up-and-coming big band CD recording that's going to be on Sugartown Records. He's got a great story. Enjoy.
All right, Aaron. So, aloha. How's Hawaii today?
Oh, good. How's everything out there in Kansas?
Oh, it's cool, man. I got to tell you, I remember when I used to sit around in my 20s with my pals talking about what I wanted to do with my life. I had two goals. I wanted to have a jazz radio show, and I wanted to do it in front of a hammock in Hawaii.
All right.
I'm halfway there.
Oh, great. Yeah. Are you going to come out here, man?
I need to. I don't know. Life is a very strange thing, so you never know, but I'm looking forward to seeing Hawaii at some point.
You get something to eat, man.
Yeah, totally. Well, man, hey, I really, really love the album with Eastbound Connection, and I want to talk to you a little bit about the album. It's coming out now as kind of COVID slows down, more chances to kind of promote this live. How does it feel to have this album come out at this particular time?
Oh, it's good to finally just get anything out there. All the music that I wrote for it is all done in 2020. You know, we just stayed home the whole time, and nothing to do the whole. I teach music, but I've been teaching online all year, but just stuck at home all the whole time, so I ended up writing music.
What did you learn about yourself over this time that we all spent at home over the last couple of years that maybe you didn't realize before the pandemic that's going to make you stronger as you promote this new album?
Well, that in itself too. So it's just, I guess you had time to really focus, you know, because I haven't written anything for a small group like the Eastbound group for several years. You know, I've been actually mainly writing for big band music. Things just kind of fell in place. Just never thought about it. Just started writing, and then, you know, this is the music that came out. In fact, it's nice, you know, to actually come back out and start playing again too, you know, so.
And you have a nice lineup of people, musicians from Japan, Hawaii, California, Brazil, lots of flavors going on. How does it feel to kind of have that kind of international flavor going on with this album?
It's nice because everybody gets to put their own flavor in it, and it really, you know, just write the music and give them an idea of what's happening, but it's up to the musicians to add their color to it, and it makes everything better. Way, way better than, you know, you initially thought about it. This was all recorded last year, so half of the recordings here in Hawaii, you know, but most everything is just, you know, file sharing. You know?
What are you hoping the listener gets out of this album? What do you hope they feel from this project?
I never thought about that. I think for one thing, it's just everything is so mixed up, you know, the style-wise and music, and it's like, I would call this kind of music when I'm writing just music of the Americas, for one thing. It's not just, you know, North, Central, and South America. And, you know, music is just so international nowadays.
How did all this begin for you? You've been in this game for a long time. You've played music for 3+ decades. How did you get into music, and how did it all begin? Who were some influences for you?
Well, on my mom's side, I have an uncle who's a professional bass player. I started following him. On the other side, everybody sang and played music. But I started from playing in band from the sixth grade, and it just continued on there. You know, I just found, yeah, that was it for me. You know, even after I graduated school, I just had to keep going on. You know, I just never thought about it. It was like a natural thing to do.
So who were some musicians that really inspired you?
Okay, it was Charlie Parker on alto, Cannon Bailey and Phil Woods, Bill Evans, Claire Fisher, J. John Coltrane, Sonny Rollins.
Well, so what was the first live jazz show that you ever saw that really blew you away?
Actually, it was back in, well, there was a group over here. They're called Sea Wind. But they started over here. Their first name was called Ox. And they moved to L.A. and it became Sea Wind. So as far as jazz fusion, that was the first group I saw live. But then they played all the modern jazz music, you know, the fusion music at the time. One of the best concerts I went to was at the Clue Jazz Festival. It was all the CTI All-Stars, Hubert Laws and Ron Carter, George Benson. That was pretty amazing.
So, you know, you've been at this for a long time, for 30-plus years. What's been your key to longevity? How has this all worked out for you?
I never really thought about it. You know, I just do whatever I need to do. Right now, I mainly teach music as I maintain it. Keeps me going, but, you know, I always have my hand in music somewhere, you know, just playing some band somewhere, or all the other things are functional, but writing music and doing my own thing really has been the first foremost thing, you know, goal for me.
What do you like the best about being a professional musician?
Well, playing music is fun, you know, it's not like other jobs, you know, it's not like a 9-to-5, maybe you might not have the regular work hours, but whenever you're working, you know, it's fun.
You know, as the world opens up, more live shows are happening, you get the chance to promote your new album. What do you hope we all realize about the power of live music that we've been away from for a while?
Yeah, you know, music is just, you know, it's an important part of our life. It's not only just universal, but it's something everybody can feel, including animals. But, you know, it is important because vibrations, sound is everything, you know, it's all substances, it's part of us, you know.
Let's say you come to Kansas City to play a show live at one of our venues here, and you have to explain what a live show would be like to get people to actually come to the show. How would you explain one of your shows live?
As far as music, you know, everything about, you know, what I do is just a combination of everything.
So let me ask you this. Everyone has an idea of who they think you are, a perception of you, your family, your friends, fans, students, but you live your life. Who do you think you are?
Well, I'm a musician for one thing, but I just take myself for what it is. You know, I just like any other person. You know, I don't think I'm any better than anybody. I'm just part of everybody, you know, and that's why I kind of believe everything should be, you know, everybody's equal, you know, we got all different talents, but I think we should, you know, I like to use the music as a way of bringing people together, you know.
Aaron, hey, thank you, man, for opening up about the new album, your life and music. Good luck with everything. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players in Hawaii, Kansas City, and spots all over the globe, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to Aaron for his time, music, and cool. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz, all the time, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com. And for everything Joe Domino related, go to joedomino.com. If you feel like it, you can kick in a few bucks to the Neon Jazz cause. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.